All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobbo and Frank. Terry Gates will join us shortly, but we still have on the line former Virginia quarterback Scott Seacules, and Frank has some follow-up questions relative to what Scott's doing now, family and other things relative to who he stays in touch with, former teammates, all that stuff.
Absolutely. Scott, we've neglected to mention in the intro that you were a six-round draft pick by the Dallas Cowboys back in 88, and then you were traded to the Dolphins, where you backed up Dan Marino, which must have been a lot of fun. And we want to give you a chance just to talk about your pro years a little bit. And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Frank, you know, it still amazes me to look back now. It's been 21 years since I quit playing, you know, or since football asked me to leave when the salary cap kicked in. is a nice way that they handled 29-year-old backup quarterbacks at the time. But, you know, just an amazing experience to play for guys like Tom Landry and Don Shula and Bill Parcells, and, you know, be around great players like Dan Marino. I mean, you know, I spent 4 years in the next locker, you know, to one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever throw the football. It just a great experience. And, you know, I waited a long time in the pros, just like I did at Virginia, to get a chance to start, and, you know, got to kind of claim that, and started four or five games my last year in New England when Drew Bledsoe was a rookie. And, you know, just an amazing experience to, you know, be around great guys and play the game at its highest level. You know, you always look back and think, God, I threw too many to the other team, and, you know, the what ifs. But, you know, by and large, you look back on it, and it's a great source of pride for me to realize that, you know, not only did you have a neat experience, you know, getting to play in college, and we're blessed to do that, but you got to chase it around for six more years.
Absolutely. All right. We know that today you're working with the Positive Coaching Alliance, and maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about what you're doing for them.
Well, thank you, Frank. You know, this is a PCA, Positive Coaching Alliance, is a national nonprofit that was founded in the late 90s out in Stanford. And we operate in the platform of youth sports, both youth leagues, clubs, and middle school and high school sports. And basically we're in place, we have a curriculum in place and a program that tries to stand up against this win-at-all-cost mentality that permeates youth sports, and remind coaches and parents and leaders that, you know, the first priority of kids playing youth sports is to have fun. And that our program will make you better on the field, but more importantly, it'll help teach the life lessons that these games hold that will impact you the rest of your life. So, you know, it's a great sense of pride for me to give back. You know, I had such a great sports experience from growing up in a house with my dad as a high school football coach to, you know, playing all growing up and through high school and then in college and beyond, that, you know, no offense to any of the professors there, but I was probably shaped more from what happened on those practice fields outside of U-Haul and in the trailers back there and in the weight room than a classroom, you know, to turn me into the husband, the father, the professional that I am. And that's what we at PCA try to do.
That sounds fascinating. Well, we wish you a lot of luck in that. I know you have a son playing wide receiver in high school. What's that like watching your son play ball?
Well, you know, it's been interesting, and as a matter of fact, moment of silence for his career. They lost in round two of the playoffs on Saturday afternoon. So, you know, our high school football career is now over. but, you know, it was a lot of fun, you know, and I think, you know, he still loves to play soccer and is going out for the soccer team as a senior, but loved being a part of the team. He's played 4 years of football, Frank, and he's never, ever set foot in a huddle. You know, they run the spread offense. They've got a quarterback that has never taken – that's going to go to Central Florida. He's committed to Central Florida. Kid threw 45 touchdowns and 8 interceptions on the year in 12 games.
Wow.
And he's never taken a snap under center.
Isn't that something?
It's just – it's the nature – I mean, it just amazes me that, you know, one of the cool things about football was being in the huddle with the guys.
Right.
And, you know, and Tommy played 4 years of high school football – and it's never once set foot in a huddle.
That's bizarre.
It's just, you know, and they run, you know, I'm not sure how it is in Virginia, but these schools down here wing it. You know, and I look at the talent level of these quarterbacks that are playing here, and, you know, kids throwing for 3,500 yards and 35 touchdowns, and you know, completing 70% of their passes, it's like, wow, I couldn't have played in this era.
Well, it's different mentality. I mean, George Welch said, you know, he was always trying to establish the run and control the clock and field position, all these things. Today, you know, you watch a quarterback like the one over there at Miami, and he was trying to throw the ball from his goal line when they were right in the middle of the game of the second quarter, and I'm thinking, why aren't you even trying to run Duke Johnson? I mean, it's almost like they forgot their identity or something. But
that's a pretty good running back they have down there. Yeah. You know, one of the greatest gifts that we had, you know, at least in my career in Charlottesville, was when Gary Tranquil joined the staff.
Oh, yeah.
And we changed personality from, you know, having a very athletic quarterback, you know, maybe one of the best athletes I've ever been around in Don Majkowski, to, you know, a slower, bow-legged guy that wasn't nearly as impactful running the option. And that just kind of happened to, you know, kind of happened at the same time that Coach Tranquil came in, and we put in this kind of spread-the-field timing passing game that fit with the pieces we had, you know, John Ford and Keith Mattioli and those guys. A neat experience.
You know, speaking of some of those Wahoos, I know you probably keep up with Sean Moore and Jason Wallace and Derek Dooley and some of those other folks down there in Texas. Anybody else from your era?
You know, an interesting story is, you know, I spent my first 4 years, I roomed with a guy that was named Scott Urch. Hmm. And Scott Urch played, started as a defensive lineman, ended up as an offensive lineman, signed a free agent deal and played a little bit during the NFL strike in 87, and he's now an orthopedic surgeon. Well, the small world part of it is Scott's married to my sister now.
That's,
you know,
something.
I still remember to this day, being down in Miami playing for the Dolphins and calling home and having my dad say, well, Scott Urch is here at the house. And for the life of me, I couldn't figure out what in the world Scott was doing there. And he said, well, he's here to take your sister out. So they've been married 20-plus years, and Scott's an orthopedic surgeon and team doctor for Western Illinois University. Western Illinois. And, you know, so I stay in touch with Scott. A couple of the, you know, the Fetchko boys and Tim Finkelston and some of those guys, and when we were in Richmond, it was a lot nicer to be able to get back for the reunion weekends.
You're referring to your years at VCU, right?
Yeah. When we were there, the 3 or 4 years that we were in at VCU, you know, being close by and being able to hop over there to catch reunion weekend or our class reunions, you know, now last time I think I saw the Hoos was last year when they played TCU. I heard from my good old friend Jerry Capone, you know, who was a GA during my days, you know, and they invited me to be down on the sideline and in the locker room with the team. So that was a treat.
Well, Jerry Capone is still up in Charlottesville running around behind the scenes, almost executing everything that the athletic department needs done. And his old nickname was Carphone. Because he had one of those old bag phones way back in the day, and apparently organized everything for Coach Welch.
Well, you know, I think it was interesting that back at that time, Jerry was one of the four GAs, and they actually met basically under the bleachers on the inside of the concourse in U-Haul. You couldn't stand up in the space where they broke down film, and at that time it was still film. you know, and Jerry's been a great asset. You know, guys like Tom Sherman, you know, Coach Sherman was my quarterback coach for, you know, 4 of my 5 years there. You know, just icons of Virginia football, you know, behind the scenes.
Very good. Well, as we are prone to do every week, we'd like to know, what was your favorite moment as a Cavalier athlete?
You know, Frank, we had some good ones over the course of the years, but the greatest memory probably after the bowl game or on top of the bowl game would be when we beat Carolina in 87, when we came back and scored twice in the last 3 minutes with no timeouts and made a stop. Still remember Phil Thomas blitzing and teeing off on their fullback, and, you know, they punted and kicked it back to us. And, you know, I mean, and as I told you previously, you know, I went on that winning touchdown pass to Mattioli. I still hear that from Derek Dooley when I see him that he was open. So, you know, and upon further review on video, yeah, he was true. But you know, I wasn't looking at him. So, you know, but that's a great source of pride, and that was a big win for us that year, and, you know, and getting us lined up to, you know, get a bowl bid and go down to NC State the following week. So lots of great memories.
Well, those were good times. Well, Scott, thank you for joining us tonight, and we know you'll be watching the big game on ESPN this Friday night at 8 o'clock. So good luck to you and your whole family, and best of luck with the Positive Coaching Alliance.
Well, thank you very much. Y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to do the LeClaire Ryan play of the game, and this is subject to a vote here because I felt like the biggest play, and there were a bunch of big plays on Saturday night in the cold, I thought that UVA linebacker Daquan Romero's blocked field goal attempt late in the second quarter with Virginia up 10-7 was a big deal. As we know, Wahoo defensive back Maurice Kennedy picked it up and ran it almost in for a touchdown. Unfortunately, Virginia did not punch it in, but they did kick a field goal to go up 13-7 going into half. But Hobbo and Chris, any thoughts?
Well, you know, going back to my government days, a lot of it depends on what you define as the play of the game. Now, the play of the game could be the one that has the most impact on the ultimate outcome, or the play of the game could be the most sensational play. And I think the Severin catch has to at least be considered based on the degree of difficulty, to use a swimming and diving term.
No kidding. Yeah, I think it's a toss-up between those two for sure.
Well, Severin's catch was probably the best catch by a receiver this year, and it made ESPN's top 10. I think it was number 2 that night. But I always say that if you can block a field goal, particularly one that's fairly close, that's one of the hardest plays.
Well, that was a significant turnaround because obviously it would have
6-point swing.
Yeah, would have been a tie game, 10-10, as opposed to Virginia going in with a 13-7 lead.
All right, we're going to go to break here at the bottom of the hour. Just want to remind everyone that Terry Gates is with us in studio, and we're going to talk some basketball now. Wahoos are 4-0, and also want to let people know that next week's show we have Tony Bennett coming back, UVA head basketball coach, and David Sloan, the former UVA running back. Next week's show will be a lot of fun. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.